Welcome to Career Transition Experts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Flax.
Your outstanding career success and satisfaction. You'll hear me say it over and over again. That's what I'm committed to. And expert recruiter John O'Connor talks a bit about working in your mission field, a field where you feel like you're fulfilling a mission, a purpose. And that's how you'll feel fulfilled and rewarded in your work. Let's hear what John has to say about that.
So I'm going to start with a broad stroke question of like, what's your career philosophy, your approach, your philosophy, the kinds of things you want to be known for, the kinds of things you want people to understand, both on the hiring side and on the outplacement side and however you want.
From an individual point of view, I really want people to live and work more in their mission field. That sounds a little religious, but there is a almost spiritual aspect to work. I mean, it's good for the soul. Even people that have millions and win the lottery or whatever, there's an emptiness if they're not working towards something that often is soul enhancing. So, you know, without getting too, a little soft here, I think really we try to help people get more in their mission field. And if it's, even if the job is a source to fund other dreams, well, it still serves a great purpose. And I think work in and of itself, even if you didn't have to do it for the money, should be something that's rewarding. And really, I think at the end of the day, it's something that contributes to people's lives and, you know, and it helps them in some way. So I think there's a greater purpose for work. I mean, maybe that sounds a little cliche or overdone, but, you know, I've seen people that are disengaged at work, Gallup, I think, and other sources that you probably see, Jonathan, are, you know, say that there are a lot of people disengaged at work. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But I like people to be engaged at work, maybe not 100% all the time. And I think it's the same for outplacement or any of the career services, HR consulting, even a little bit of recruiting that we do. We want to see those matches made. And, you know, when companies have the right people on the bus and are going in the right direction, you know, it can be something greater than the product they produce or the cause that they have. And it's just, that's worth pursuing in this work life, I think. And from a corporate perspective, from a personal, you know, human soul perspective, heart perspective, that's what we're all about. And I think you share a lot of those values.
Absolutely. I really appreciate you starting with the words that it's good for the soul. And I think we're referring to people being happy at work, where we see when people are disengaged with work, it's crushing to the soul. And how many hours a day we work, it's so important to have that be aligned to it, like you say, a mission direction. So I love how you're putting it. It's really, really clear. So thanks for that.
Thank you, John. You'll find the full-length 20-minute interview with John O'Connor here on the Career Transition Experts. Thank you for listening to the Career Transition Experts. Please make sure to listen to our next episode. And if at any time you want a clear view of the entire career transition process and a sense of where your strengths are and where your challenges are to work on, you'll get your free access to my career TPS assessment at careerexcitement.com. That's www.careerexcitement.com. TPS stands for Transition Performance Snapshot. This is Jonathan Flax wishing you outstanding career success and satisfaction in balance. Looking forward. Bye for now.